Okay, so we said that the use of bees in warfare is so pervasive. It seems that every culture that has ever kept bees for their various products and benefits also recognizes their use as a weapon. Documentation of such goes back to Roman times, in the 1st century BC, where we have records of the Roman campaign led by Pompey the Great against Heptacomites in the Asia Minor. Interestingly, Heptacomites employed not the bees themselves, but their honey as a tactical maneuver. Roman soldiers, used to the looting and raiding along their campaigns, encountered a cache of honey in a building in a narrow mountain pass. They devoured their find, not knowing that the honey produced at a certain time of year in the vicinity of certain flowering plants, like rhododendrons and azaleas, is in fact toxic. Local beekeepers would have known to remove this honey so that it did not contaminate supplies later in the year. The honey is not poisonous to bees themselves, so it could be fed back to the bees if needed later. But in this instance, it had a more important use in national defense, because after eating the honey, the Roman soldiers were soon afflicted with delirium and violent seizures of vomiting, and the moment was ripe for Heptacomites to attack. Others have used the intoxicating drink mead, which is made from honey, to gain tactical military advantage. In 1489, it is said that the Russians dispatched 10,000 Tatars after the Russians tactically left mead behind when they retreated. The Tatars drunk themselves into a stupor, and the Russians returned and polished them off. More often, however, the bees themselves are used as weaponry, rather than their products. The Romans, after their run-in with Heptacomites, had caught on to the advantages of using bees in conflict, but they used a less subtle approach. No poisoned honey for them. They just stuck beehives in their ballistas and catapulted them over enemy walls. The enraged bees stung everything in sight, and apparently, the bee technique was the decisive masterstroke in more than one battle, and it was used on many occasions. Its success can also be attributed to the fact that the Romans did not put a tax on apiculture, ensuring that there was always a plentiful supply. Later in history, others used the same technique. King Richard, for example, used hives as catapult-launched bombs against the Saracens during the Third Crusade in the 12th century. Military application of bees has continued into modern times. In a novel approach practiced by the Tiv of Nigeria, bees were kept in special horns containing powdered poisons. The bees would become dusted with the poison, and then they would be released in the heat of battle to sting and subsequently poison their enemy. Good idea in theory, but I'm not sure how this would work in practice, as I dare say the bees cannot distinguish the Tiv from any other Nigerian. And the Tiv may have well fallen victim to their own master plan. There are also reports from the First World War of beehives being rigged with tripwires so that they would topple over when the enemy set them off. And there are similar reports from the Vietnam War as well. Oddly enough, the yellow rain, which was presumed to be some sort of biological weapon, turned out to be the excrement of swarms of bees on perfectly natural mass defecation flights. And what of the luckless people being attacked? They use bees just as effectively. The troops of Emperor Henry I, who were commanded by General Emo, defended their fortifications by launching a barrage of beehives at the siege of forces of Duke Gaisenbert of Lorraine. Similar stories are told of the Moors, who repulsed General Berowiga and turned him away from Taurus using the same method. Over in the New World, the ancient Quiché Maya are said to have repelled a siege by posting mannequins along the parapets of their city, which were in fact gourds filled with bees, wasps, and horseflies, kitted out of cloaks, spears, and shields. Presumably, when the gourds were shot, the bees were released, and the assailants were overcome by the stinging insects.